You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our service a real blessing to your spiritual life. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation, and we're trusting that you will meet them out a real blessing through this broadcast service. We also pray that you'll remember them, the burdens that they may have, the concerns that they have on their hearts, their needs. There may be some who need thy help in their physical bodies, and others need you in other ways. And we do pray for our precious congregation, for we know that you love each and every one. So may you use us, and may you use this broadcast to be a blessing to our congregation today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The prophet said, or the Lord said through the prophet, all we, like sheep, have gone astray, and he's laid on the Lord the iniquity of us all. So Jesus Christ came into this world to redeem us who had been sold under sin, to buy us back, to bring us back, that we could be true children of God and have fellowship with God and with God's people. Thank God for redemption. And this redemption is only possible through Jesus Christ and no other. Our broadcast service comes to you through love and concern. And if it is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us. And at the close of today's broadcast, the Lord willing, we'll be giving you our mailing address. And we would be thankful if you would take time to let us know that it is a blessing to you. On today's broadcast, I would like for you to think with me on this thought. Jesus asked Peter two questions. I would like for you to think on the two questions and apply them to your own heart and life. Whom say ye that I am? That was the first question. And we read in Matthew 16 how that Jesus had gone into Caesarea Philippi area, and he asked the disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they responded, some say, thou art John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, according to verses 13 and 14. And then Jesus asked them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter responded, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who do you say he is? Your friend? Your Savior? Your Lord? Or just someone that you have heard of? Who did Christ say that he was? Well, in John 6 and 35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That is the bread that gives life. The one who receives my doctrine and believes in me as the atoning sacrifice from shall be perfectly satisfied. All the guilt of his sins shall be blotted out. And then in verse 48 of this same chapter, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I alone afford my doctrine and my spirit that nourishment by which the soul is saved unto eternal life. And then in verse 51 of this same sixth chapter, Jesus explains how this is possible. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And he said, I am the light of the world, in John 8 and 12. I am the light of the world, the fountain from which all light and spiritual understanding comes. Without me, all is darkness. And if we follow him, we shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep, John 10 and 7. When he said, I am the door of the sheep, all who enter through him are in the same fold. According to verse 9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And verse 1, if anyone who tries to climb up some other way is a thief and a robber. But all who enter the door are in the same sheepfold, and when you enter the door through Christ, then you have salvation. And then Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd knows us, and the sheep know his voice, and they follow him. According to John 10 and 11, yes, we know him, and he knows us, and he is indeed the good shepherd, and he watches over his sheep, he protects them, he feeds them, he waters them, he guards them from harm and from danger. And then, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11 and 25. When he said, I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and the hour will come when all shall be raised from the grave or wherever they were buried or even cremated. But there is another resurrection, of which Jesus Christ is the one who resurrects. And that is resurrection from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, that you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. And we read in also in John, the hour is coming when all that hear his voice and obey it shall be made alive. And then later in that same chapter, John 5, 28 and 29, Jesus said, the hour is coming when all that are in the graves shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So Jesus Christ is the one who raises us from spiritual death to life, and he will raise all from the grave at the end of this age, or end of time. Now also Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now notice what Jesus said. I am the way, the only way to God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the truth. And we're told in John chapter 1 verse 14 that Jesus Christ was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that he is full of grace and truth. And again, he is the life. He that has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. To know Jesus Christ is to know life. And then Jesus said, I am the true vine. John 15 and 1. Why did he say, I am the true vine? Because there are many false vines. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, the second question that Jesus asked Peter is found in John 21 and 15. This is after the resurrection. Jesus appeared to the disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and they had fished all night and caught nothing. And Jesus, that very moment, he stood there on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he told them, after they said they had fished all night and caught nothing, he told them to cast the net on the right side of the ship. And they did, and caught a multitude of fishes. And then, and only then, did the disciples know who that was standing on the seashore. Now, after they had brought their boats and fishes to shore, they saw a fire, and Jesus invited them to come and have breakfast with him. After they had finished eating, Jesus asked Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, or in other words, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? According to the Greek, the first two times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? He used the word agape, which means a selfless, outgoing love, a love that God has for mankind, and that values and esteems the things of God. In answering Peter, Peter answering Jesus used the word phileo, meaning brotherly affection, not just a general godly love, but his love for Christ was personal and brotherly. The third time, I say, one of the three times that Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? He changed the meaning of the word, or changed the different word, the different Greek word, which made it more personal when he asked Peter, lovest thou me? And the third time Jesus asked Peter the question, he uses the same word that Peter had been using, which really made the question personal. This really grieved Peter, and he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Now, some people think that Jesus asked Peter this three times because Peter had denied him three times. Well, whether that be the case or not, Jesus did ask him. He had returned to fishing, you know. And so Jesus said to him, Lovest thou me more than these? Whether it meant the fish or whatever it may have meant, he asked him that three times. And the third time, Peter was grieved because the Lord asked him that. Is our love a general love, or is it a real personal love? And I speak of our love for Christ. Do we love him in a general way? Is it just merely a head knowledge, or is it a heart love? Jesus said, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. I have said many times, and I say again on this broadcast, the only ones that really love God are those who keep his commandments. And that's the only way that we can really prove to the Lord that we do love him. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. After Jesus asked Peter the question the first time, he said, Feed my lambs. Yes, babes in Christ. And they have to be fed with milk for a while. Paul spoke of some who had been saved for some time, and he said, By this time you should be able to eat meat, and I'm still having to feed you on the bottle. But there are lambs, there are newborn Christians that need special attention and special effort to help them to continue in the grace of God. But the second and third time Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me? He said, Feed my sheep. So in this third time that he asked him, Feed my sheep, he was speaking more about adult Christians. Teach my sheep in a supervisory capacity, feeding them on the pure word of God, but also ruling over them as well. Paul told the elders of Ephesus, Take heed therefore unto yourself and unto the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. So there are those who have the rule over us. The Hebrew writer tells us that we are to obey those who have the rule over us. So we need to feed the lambs, and we need to feed the sheep, and we need to feed them the pure truth of the gospel. Error will not build the soul. Error will deceive and destroy the soul, but it's the truth of the gospel that will feed the soul and help you to grow in the things of God. In verse 18 of Matthew 16, Jesus tells Peter how he will die. And in verse 19, he says to Peter, Follow me. And he says to the same thing to each and to every one of us, Follow me. Yes, we are to follow him. And he said, If we would, we could be fishers of men. We are to be his witnesses. We are to be laborers in his vineyard. Jesus told the disciples, Don't say there's 4 months and then cometh the harvest, but even now lift up your eyes unto the fields, for the fields are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So Jesus says not only to Peter, but he says to every one of us, follow me. And who can we follow who will be able to do for us what Jesus Christ does for us? There is no other one that can do for us what Christ does for us. And if you are not following Christ, then you are following his enemy, the one the Bible calls Satan. For there's only two masters, and we can only serve one. Jesus said we cannot serve two masters, but we are serving a master, either Christ, following him, or else we're following his enemy, Satan, who intends to destroy us in a devil's hell. I trust today that you'll seriously consider these questions, apply them to your own heart, and be determined to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. For if you follow him, he will always lead you right. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you'll bless these thoughts, these scriptures, to our precious congregation today. And we trust that good will be accomplished through our efforts for the glory of God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know you hear and appreciate the broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address, truth@fred.net. And you can send us a message on our email address, again, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, you can read our monthly magazine, The Way of Truth, on our webpage. And you can also listen to past broadcasts if you've missed any, for we have an archive there of a number of our broadcasts. And you can also join us in our services. Our morning service, Sunday morning service, begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
I thought number one was surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Without you holding my hand, the mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Holding my hand, the mountain. Jesus, my all in all. Now when I'm in trouble, on His name I call. For if I don't trust in Him, I'll be less than a man. 'Cause I can't live and walk without You holding my hand. I can't even walk without You holding me.